is things you can look for and things you can't. Some things happen just when it happens. When you are ready. Where can you find the sacred? Where can you find God? Where can you find silence? You cannot look for it. But you can prepare the ground. You just have to be available for it. Receptive. No, people have forgotten all what is sacred. And when I see someone remembers or get touched by it, I get very happy. I will tell you a Sufi story. There was once a woman who abandoned the religion in which she has been brought up in. She left the ranks of the atheists too and joined another faith. Then she became convinced of the truth of yet another faith. Each time she changed her belief, she imagined that she had gained something, but not quite enough. Each time she entered a new fold, she was welcomed, and her recruitment was regarded as a good thing. And a sign of her sanity and enlightenment. Her inward state, however, was one of confusion. At length she heard of a certain celebrated mystic, Imam Jafar Sadiq, and she had to go and see him. After he had listened to her protestations and ideas, he said, "Return to your home. I shall send you my decision in a message to you." Soon afterwards, the woman found a disciple of the master at the door. In his hand was a packet from the master. She opened it and saw that it contained a glass bottle, half full, with three layers of packed sand. Black, red, and white, held down by a wad of cotton. On the outside was written, "Remove the cotton and shake the bottle, then see what you are like." She took off the cotton and shook the sand in the bottle. The different colored grains of sand got mixed together, and all that she was left with was a mass of grayish sand. The mystics, the Sufis, has many ways to show you where you are at, to start reflecting on yourself. There was a woman who abandoned the religion in which she had been brought up. She left the ranks of the atheists too and joined another faith. Then she became convinced of the truth of yet another. Each time she changed her belief, she imagined that she had gained something, but not quite enough. That is how many people are. They go from here to there, trying this, that teaching, this teaching, that technique, that process, that religion, this religion. Like something has happened. In India we call it also, when they are finished with just the techniques, then they start with guru shopping. Little bit there, little bit there. Listen a little bit there. Pick up something there, some ideas there, some other ideas there. But this will never be fulfilling, because it's all just in the mental head, in your ideas. You might think you have learned something. This is how the so-called New Age scene is. They think they can find it by trying a little bit there and a little bit there, eat something there, and then just gets constipated. And that's how most of them look like also, very constipated. Because they have to hold on to this knowledge. No, they have learned this technique and that, and they have read that, and they have studied this. But it's not natural, it's not from themselves. Every time she went into a new faith, she imagined that she had gained something, but not quite enough. And that not quite enough, that is how always the mind is. Is always something more. Because it's just in your mind. And the mind always wants more. If you want rest, you have to go deeper than that. But she hasn't come there. And that's how many people are. They change religions, they change faiths, they change techniques. They even change masters. But they never go deep. They don't get involved. And if they had been total, then one technique is enough. You only get confused when you try many, many things. Here you try many, many things, but here you have a guidance. The focus is not on the techniques. The focus is something else. And you are reminded from the very beginning, don't get lost in the technique. Play with it. Experience with it. Each time she entered a new fold, she was welcomed, and her recruitments was regarded as a good thing, and a sign of her sanity and enlightenment. Normally people are very happy. No, this is the right religion. No, at last you realized it. You are coming over to us. That's how it is also in different sects, ashrams. And the people are very happy. In fact, it shouldn't be like that. If they have any insight, these people, then they should check them. No, it should be the opposite. No, you have been so many places, you must be pretty stupid. We will keep a special eye on you. You hadn't gotten it yet? No, but they feed each other egos. Because the people are, nobody is sure. Nobody has found it. Everything is just a game. If you have really found it, it's very difficult to talk about it. You will recognize it in somebody else if they have found it. Her inward state, however, was one of confusion. And that's how it is. On the outside you can show and show your diplomas, what you have done. But inside it's just confused. And you might think you have been there to India and Africa and Tibet and you have done that training and this training. But something is not really settled. You are just confused. At length she heard of a certain celebrated master, Imam Jafar Sadiq, and went to see him. In fact, she had never been to any master. So this was a turning point in her life. Up till now she has just tried the different religions and sects and teachers. Maybe thinking that was the real thing. Of course, because you can't imagine something that you have never tasted. You can't imagine something that you have never tried. Only when you have tasted it, then you know. And when you know the real thing, then everything else just falls away by itself. That's how it is when you have tasted the real nourishing things. She went to see him. After he had listened to all her stories and ideas, he said, "Return to your home. I shall send you my decision in a message." He must have realized, what's the point of telling this woman anything? She is so full of it. She has no idea of being receptive or being silent. Return home and I will send you the message where we should go from here. Instead of trying to say something more into a head that is already so full, a master sees that what is the point to talk to this person? She already thinks that she has so much. She doesn't seem that she's ready to unload herself. And that is the beginning of being with a mystic, that you are ready to unburden yourself, to become empty again, to become receptive, to become like a hollow bamboo. Whatever you have with you has to go, because it's not about the teaching, it is about falling in tune with the mystic and everyone is unique. And you can't even do that, it happens. Because it's nothing to do with the head. It has to do something with your heart, with your soul. Something starts falling in tune by itself. Some harmony, some music happens effortless. And that is the right sign. Not the teaching, not some rules, not something to follow. It has to be something that happens beyond the words. He saw that this woman couldn't understand. And what is the point of talking? Only misunderstandings then will happen. If you are not listening from your heart, from your being, then only misunderstandings, because it means you are still carrying your ideas, how things should be, and even what the master should say. So he said, "Return to your home. I shall send you my decision in a message." Soon afterwards, the woman found a disciple of the master at the door. In his hand was a packet from the master. She opened it eagerly and saw that it contained a glass bottle, half full, with three layers of packed sand, black, red, and white. This black, red, and white, that has also a meaning. In India, they have different yogas, and this black, red, and white is also stand for the body, the mind, and the heart. So the black is karma yoga. That is the lowest, the basic, because it has to do with the body, what you do with your body. Serving, helping the poor. That is the black, that is body. Is the most gross material. Then the red is Dhyana Yoga, meditation, the mental. Because the intellect, the mind is very hot, very aggressive, can argue. Like when you have too much in your mind, you say, get hot-headed. They get angry. It's too much thoughts. You get hot-headed. You get red. That is the mind. Karma yoga, Dhyana yoga, and Bhakti yoga. That is devotion, heart, love. That is white. That is the purest. The purest and also the easiest. But if you don't have come there yet, that you understand the language of the heart, the language of devotion, of surrender, then red or black. Because in surrender you are already from the first moment gone. You are already receptive. You don't have to work for it. It's no process. Either it's there or it's not. She opened the bottle and she saw it contained a glass bottle half full with three layers of packed sand, black, red and white. And that was the message from the master, that you have been eating all this. A little bit from that technique, karma yogis, a little bit from meditation, a little bit from bhakta yogi, something mixed up. But you are just getting confused of it. All is good. But your first thing is to find out, where are you at? When you know that, then go deeper into that. If it is with the body, if it is with the mind, if it is with the heart. But you don't know where you are. And how can you start a journey if you don't know where you are in the beginning? Everything is easy when you know this is my path. It was held down by a wad of cotton. On the outside was written, "Remove the cotton and shake the bottle to see what you are like." That was the message from the master. No. He was standing on a safe distance in his own place. He sent just his disciple. Who knows? Because you never know how people, maybe she got very angry. You all have seen women with frying pans. The poor master, a very sensitive man. Who knows how people react? I have also seen people, they get very angry sometimes when they don't get what they want. She took the wedding out and shook the sand in the bottle. The different colored grains of sand was mixed together, and all that she was left with was a mass of gray sand. And that was her situation. Just a mass of grey sand. The whole meaning is, if you want to really be with the master, the first thing is drop whatever you have eaten before. Get it out of the system so you can be available, because the master is just functioning now. And if you can't be available for that, it's very difficult. You can't take with you what you have learned in the past. You have to be ready for the present. And you can't have any ideas, because any real master is unique, like everybody is. You can't compare, you can't think, you can't have your own ideas how it should be. Because even the master doesn't know what will happen. He doesn't know what is going to come next. He doesn't know what he's going to say. The only way is to fall in tune with the mystic. Then you start getting this mystic experience that you can't put into words. Then this sacredness will start coming up in you again. Which has been lost. Any questions? Okay.
You talk about spiritual evolution and enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be different levels of enlightenment and evolution. And I've heard it said that you get established in Sahasrara, representing some stage in your spiritual evolution.
Well, it's been so many different paths or schools to explain it, no? From 3 chakras, 7 chakras, 12 chakras, 9 chakras, 11 chakras. But self-realization, when you know who you are or what you are not, that can happen in the 4th, in the 5th. But the energy can still get stuck or go up. The third eye is also very normal, that not necessary for everybody, again, because it's different from person to person, from the body, and maybe from what we have done before. But in my own experience, it can come a lot of energy that opens up in the third eye. And you start seeing things with closed eyes. So that means that it's a lot of pressure that is happening in this chakra, and you start seeing things that goes beyond time and space. But how it is for different, this is, it's very difficult to talk about. I'm not so much into it either, because either you are in it or you are not. You can't, it's not one style, because it's so uniquely different from person to person. Except when you are in it, and then it doesn't matter how you got there. If you got that part of the mountain or that other part, if you came from the shadow side or if you came from the sunny side, it doesn't really matter. You understand? And people always talk about these parts. Oh, mine is better, or this is that, and blah, blah, blah. There is no part. In reality, there is no part. But you can play with parts. Because we know about parts, we have heard about parts, so you can talk about parts. But all parts, when you are at the destination, what's the big deal with parts? It doesn't matter when you are at your house, what part did you take to come here? It doesn't really matter. You are home then. And then if people ask, which part should I take? You can tell different, because somebody is very energetic, so maybe you have to tell him a long part to go. Because you can't just relax. And some other people, you just say, you go straight, because you know it's easy. Or if somebody is very old, then the shortest way. But all that with the different chakras or levels, and I'm not so much interested in it, because then people start thinking about it and you can't think about it. And they start comparing. I have seen white lights and you haven't seen them. All these things. You can easily go into different, because everybody is very different how they function. Some people can just get beautiful, blissful experiences, some other people just silence. So you never know how it will come up. some people can have a lot of physical experiences with chakras or kundalinis or feeling or sensing. Things are happening in all the senses as you're waking up. And some other people might not feel anything. So it's very unique how it happens. And that's why I want all different techniques here also, because different people have it easier for different techniques. And when you try, only when you have tried it, then will you know what works for you or don't work for you. But all techniques, sooner or later, you come to an end. Don't focus on the technique. What is natural is just to be. But if you can't just be, then also be truthful to yourself that you can't. Then try something technique then. To unburden yourself or become more clear or be more quiet. I just know when you become more and more yourself, more and more innocent, more and more quiet, then whatever energies are there inside in your system, they will move by itself. Effortless. It can also be a danger with many people if they have read a lot, then they are looking for something. And you can't look for something, it just happens. And when it happens, you will be surprised. Because when I've, it will be totally different than what you had expected. It always is. And it will come when you are unexpected also. Never when you expect. And even when it happens, you can't recognize it because it's never happened before. It took me many years to start accepting that something has happened, that this is what he's been talking about all these years. And when it happened, then my master had left the body. So I was the last one. He was the last joke. But then Papaji came and put it straight, so that was good. It works in mysterious ways. The whole thing with the chakras is just a map for you to check in if it is any stuff that's still. If it's something that feels stuck in the physical body, in the emotional body, in the mental body. So it can help you. When you start tuning in, maybe it's some areas that is not flowing. Then free it. That is the thing. And most people, like this woman we just talked about, who was just the grayest sand, that's how most people are. It's just the basic energy. It hasn't risen. It hasn't been allowed to rise. And that is very difficult to do. It happens when it happens. It was just stuck in the mantle. And you think a lot can happen and you have learned so many things, but it's just all in the mental body. It is not integrated, you haven't moved up. You have to allow the energy to move up. It's the same energy, but it happens that it goes in different channels. And of course, it goes much easier in different channels when the atmosphere is right. When the climate is right. When you have tuned in to the right station, then it happens much easier. That's what happened with the master. You start tuning in to a good station. And then slowly, slowly, you start learning how it is to fall into that station. And so all noise, all static disappears. And when you are in the right station, then the energy will move by itself. Depending on your type and your system, the energy will move where it's supposed to move. The main thing is that you are available, that you are in the right place, at the right station. Then things happen by itself. And that station is when you are relaxed, silent, empty, present. And you cannot go if the mental activity is all the time taking all the energy. That's why it's so important to go beyond the mind, let the mind be quiet, focus on other places. Normally all that energy goes just in the head to people. Then it can't move any higher, any deeper. If you connect more on a deeper level, then the result will be instant. It will be silent, it will be peace, it will be understanding, it will be love. It will be this at-home feeling. No, any questions?
No, but I need one to answer. Você pode falar sobre a verdade e como usar a verdade em meio ao caos ou à inconsciência?
Can you speak about the truth and how to use the truth among the chaos and unconsciousness?
What do you mean by the truth? It's not a thing. It's not like you can have a thing and use it in the unconscious like you have a flashlight.
It's more like about in the middle of a situation.
E você tem que ser verdadeiro, mostrar para a inconsciência a verdade.
And you have to be truthful, showing the unconsciousness the truth.
If you know the truth, and I think everybody knows what is right and what is wrong inside. then it's just a question if you have the courage to live that, to say that, to do that. Because many people, they feel what is right, but they don't do it. And then the more they do that, then the more difficult it is to be truthful. And the society, the ordinary people, they don't want the truth. Over the whole world, you ask people, how are you doing? Fine, they say. Who is saying that yesterday I was told, I fell apart? I was a wreck. I never heard that. Except, of course, with the different kind of people who have the courage to be truthful. And maybe you can catch it now because you are young. It's more difficult if you've been practicing saying lies for 50, 60 years. That's why it's so difficult for many people not even to say the truth, but to listen to it. Because it's uncomfortable. It stirs something in them that they haven't been truthful. So have courage. But people think many times, oh, I can't hurt that person. How can truth hurt? But this is how people think. And I know, because sometimes even I have to be careful with some people. Because they are so covered with their ideas and protection that I know the truth will just cut them. So then I hope, okay, let's give them a little bit more. Then try again. Who cares? But I do it consciously. And then you can play with it. But if you're a slave of it, then you all the time want to please the other, and that's how people are. And then they never get to hear the truth. And also people doesn't know what the truth is themselves. So they always in doubt. That is the other side. They don't know. Because it's always confusion. Maybe it's true, they feel it, but how can they be sure? Okay, so then it's better to play it safe. So I don't get into something. And people have such a difficulty to get some feedback that when you say something, then easily the other one will attack you. That is how egoists do. If it comes from another place of trust or understanding of love, then you listen then. Because you trust. But nobody does that. Or very, very seldom. So use it. And use it always. But first you have to find it. Then you have to become friends with it, so it gets strong. Give it a lot of space. Then one day you don't even need to get involved, it will speak for itself. You don't even need to think about it, it will speak for itself. You are even surprised. Oh, no, it talked again. Oh my God, now I'm in trouble again. No, I said the truth again. Oh my God, I wonder. That's why it's always been gatherings like this, the whole history of human beings. Only here we can talk the truth. That's why it's been ashram mystery schools, sannyasins, yogis. That is for people who wants to come back, they want to be real. Most people, they can stand it. I always remember Papaji, he said, it's 6 billion people on this planet, and look how many it is in satsang. And we were sitting there, 30 people maybe. And that's how it is. Then you see, people are not interested in truth. They're interested in money, power, dreams, illusions. That's what they're interested in. Any more questions? It was a special case. Why, are you getting some ideas? Maybe you don't need a master. But Ramana also didn't have a master. But it's very, 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 very few times it happens. Like that. It's much, much easier with the master. In the first place, it's not often that it happens. When it happens, it's much, much more easy. Almost always with the master. Birth happens, yeah, but much easier with midwife, no? The women agree? Yes. Huh? What? What do you say, Desyana? Huh? It's like that. It happens, but people like Rama and Osho, they have done a lot of work before. It's advanced souls. So this, for ordinary people, is no chance. But many people think like that, no? Oh, Osho didn't have a master. Oh, fine. Yeah. Ramana didn't have a master. And it's just so lucky to have a master you can't imagine. If you are ready to have one. If you are not busy fighting him. Osho said that many times. You're very lucky. It's not so easy alone. But around every master, many people come also who have been together before, because it's not the first time. So for those people, it can be very easy and fall in tune again, because they have that taste how it is from before. So when that is remembered, stirred up as such, then many things start falling into place. But the master is just like a midwife. Not more, not less. Yes?
Babaji, I'm wondering about using the word midwife. I see you as a midwife for the heart.
Yes.
And then I'm wondering how long time does it take for the heart in the pain? Because the latest days my heart has been really painful, but also maybe it's getting bigger. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The heart.
Mm-hmm.
The physical experience of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a midwife knows more or less how long time it takes.
Yeah, he knows it's going okay. It's no worries. Just don't hold back. Relax with it, okay? Because other damage can happen. But pain, it can happen in many ways, but it's more like when the heart is start waking up, it needs more space. That is the pain. It's not the heart. The heart is just growing and it's been very tight. So then it has to be more space. It has to be make more space. And then it's pain, because it has to have more room, and it's been very tight. It's not the heart that is pain, it's just the old stuckness. You have to allow yourself to be more spacious, to give more room, especially in this area. So the heart can grow. Because in some mysterious way, it has survived in a very narrow place. Because the heart is very stubborn, luckily. The heart also has some dreams, no? Maybe one day I will become a big heart. And then it becomes painful when it makes space. It's almost bound to happen for everybody that some many times also you will feel, oh, maybe I have some heart problem. Many of you have had already, somebody maybe have it, like you, somebody will have it tomorrow or soon. But it's just that it's working. Nothing is wrong with the heart, very, very seldom. If it is, we have some doctors there, you can check you out. But it's very seldom that. It happens all in these places like that, that people get something is happening, because it's happened in the heart. It's just to give it more space. And when the heart feels safe and love, then it grows very... Growing is effortless. But it never felt safe. This Rumi says, oh, my tired heart. My tired heart. And that's how everybody is feeling when they start feeling, because you have neglected it. My tired heart, take a sight of relief. The time has come for you to heal. The friend who helps all lovers has come into this world in the form of a man. That's what he says. My tired heart, take a sight of relief. The time has come for you to heal. You might be aching, you might be tired, but the time has come for you to heal. That's the good news. The friend who helps all lovers has come into this world in the form of a man. Beloved Babaji, I feel completely helpless. Love, love, Tamani. Is this a negative or positive helplessness? Yeah? Because you have a negative and you have a positive, so it depends. Most people, when they talk about helplessness, it's a negative because it's an ego thing, yeah. And when you feel helpless, it feels then it's like they don't function. Then they are sad, they are lost. To feel helpless in the Western society is like a failure. It's a failure for the ego. And people are only egos, so then they feel very sad. Helpless. That is the normal. The sick is the normal. The negative is the normal. Then you have a helplessness. That negative, that is unconscious. That is what is normal, is unconscious. Then you feel helpless. Then you have another helplessness, which is above the mind. That normal helpless, that is when people are lost in the mind. It's too much. They get helpless. It's too much. They are failure. Then you are helplessness when you rise above the mind. When you realize that the mind doesn't help you anymore. And then it's another helplessness. And that is very difficult to go further if you don't have anyone to guide you, because you will feel like you can't function anymore. So I hope it's the positive helplessness. I think it is. Because that helplessness, that has to do with let go, acceptance, surrender. So it is a very good helplessness. And everybody is helpless. It is an understanding that I can't do it by myself. I let go, I relax. That is the beginning of trust. That helplessness is the beginning of trust, of let go. Then many things can happen out of that. And helplessness, it means peace. You are helpless, like a baby. Like the little baby is helpless, he is dependent on the parents. Then the spiritual person, he has to become helpless also. Then the great parent, the great grandfather, Vankatanka, the Indian told them, O Brahma, O God, O love, O consciousness, will start taking care of you. But first you have to be helpless. Then it's a different peace then, because then you can see that you can function out of that. And that is surrender. And sometimes you have to go through many things to come to that, but sometimes it happens spontaneously. Beloved Babaji, I feel completely helpless. Yes, because you realize that you are more than the ego. So the ego, it's never helpless. It always can do things. It always comes up with something to do, to survive. If this doesn't work, then we try this way. But if you are really helpless, then it means you have seen through the games of the ego. No, you can't do anything. No, you can't do anything. Because you are not the ego anymore. No, you have to surrender. No, you have to let go. No, you have to relax. No, you have to trust. It comes from your own inside, your own intelligence. Then it's a totally different beginning then. If that becomes conscious. And it has to become conscious. You have to see how it functions. And then you allow it. Then you relax into it, because you can't surrender as a fight. You can't love as a war. It's impossible. It has to come in a let go, in an understanding that I am helpless. This is how it is. And I'm welcoming it. That is the beginning of prayer, of grace. God bless the helpless ones. They have nothing to prove. Relax. Enjoy the simple things in life. Making a garden, making a nice food. Why fight with the whole world?
Vichara.